Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to Tribe Talk, the podcast, episode number 60. And on this week's edition, we're going to talk some Bridgeport Indians baseball, although the snow's on the ground and it's going to be very, very cold this week in Bridgeport. We're looking forward already ahead to a baseball season, and that is because this past week, three Bridgeport Indians inked to three incoming seniors inked to play some college ball. So we're going to spend some time visiting with two this week. We'll hit the third next week, along with our other college signee from this past week. So that'll be our episode for the next 2 weeks, as we'll catch up with some Indians taking their talents to the next level. On this episode, we're going to talk with Bridgeport pitcher Guy Avolio. Will join us coming up momentarily, followed by Case and Bond. In our final segment, get you updated on everything that's transpired. A lot has gone on since we were last together on January the 5th, so nearly 2 weeks. I'll update you on what has transpired on the courts and the pools and the mats. Bridgeport Indians Athletics. We're first joined by Guy Avolio, who, along with, as I said, three other classmates, signed this past week, and Guy inked with the Salem University Tigers. So, Guy, congratulations on your college choice headed to Salem. Give me some background information on that and why you decided to sign with Salem University, and also give me some thoughts on, you know, getting this college choice out of the way.
I signed to Salem, and I'm looking to pitch there, and I might get some opportunities playing in the outfield and hitting, but I'm mainly looking at pitching. And I've been training during the off season a ton for high school season coming up. The whole team's been working.
So this opportunity, when did this kind of come about, or when did this, kind of start to develop, Guy?
So about my, sophomore season, I've been doing this pitching program called Driveline, and Cassidy Gaines, he was over there, and he has been watching me grow for a couple years now, and I was able to talk to him during the talking month, and we had a good conversation, and I went toward the campus, and I really liked the whole program. I got to see the practice. All the guys came up to me. They were super nice. Just, they're building a great family, and it'd be nice to be a part of it.
Yeah, and they, I know that Salem's investment in baseball, it's been a, you know, very historic, long-time successful baseball program, and they've dumped resources into their training facility in Nutter Fort, and obviously into the park there in Nutter Fort as well. So, real good program at Salem University. So, a great opportunity. What about the academic end of things? What are your thoughts on your future there in academics?
I'm really excited about it. I plan to go into exercise science. I end up wanting to becoming a chiropractor, but their schooling's really good. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I love the way they have the schooling set up. Mm-hmm. So it's one class like a month, which I really like that.
Yeah, kind of the block semesters I know that they do there at Salem. So, yeah, that's good. So you can focus on one thing and kind of get it out of the way and move on to the next subject. Tell me about your season last year. Went 4-2, had 41 strikeouts, 16 walks, and 35 innings pitched a year ago, which I know going into last year, in terms of your pitching and how often you were going to be used, it was elevated because of injury. But you had a terrific year last year. Kind of walk me through in your mind, your junior season.
So I I started off the season, and I think the first game I threw against was Cabell Midland, and I got the opportunity, and I strived with that opportunity, and it gave me more chances to throw against better teams, and I got used a lot more, which I was really happy about.
So expanded role this year. I know you anticipate. I've talked to Robert Shields and know that the trust level there for you is elevated after what you did last year. So what are you expecting this year in terms of mound performances?
I expect a good bit of mound appearances this year too, along with playing in the field a lot more, and just pitching against in the bigger games. Hopefully we can make it all the way this year.
Yeah, I know that, obviously last year not getting back to the state tournament was a disappointment, and things have changed in baseball this year with the new format. Not sure that our fans are completely aware because it's kind of out of sight, out of mind right now, but baseball expanding the field. So 8 teams from each class now will make it to the state tournament. So now it becomes really a week-long tournament and a new location down in Huntington. So be the first time that the baseball tournament's been played there. So good timing in your senior year. You'll get to experience something that nobody else has been able to do despite Bridgeport winning, nearly 10 state championships in baseball.
Yeah, it'll be that'll be really cool going to go down and play Huntingsville. I got high hopes for the season. Our team has been looking great. We lost a lot of seniors this year, mm-hmm. but we're building something, and we're looking good this year. The awesome. Underclassmen are going to have to step up. But
be here before you know it, buddy. So congratulations. Enjoy the rest of your senior season, and we look forward to seeing you in the Kelly Green and Black.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Guy. Now turning to Kaysen Bond, who also signed the same day as a guy with the Ohio University Bobcats, which has been a while. Kaysen, take me back here because I'm forgetting. You've been committed to them now for a couple years, correct?
Yeah, I committed September 2024.
No, 2025. Okay. All right.
No, so. It might have been 24, actually. It's been a lot. My junior year, so.
Yeah, your junior year, and then correct me if I'm wrong, they had a coaching change?
Yeah, they did.
And how did that affect you? Did it leave you in limbo there for a while?
It did. I had to get a hold of them, and it was a couple-month process. They came and watched me up in Ohio, and mm-hmm. then they liked me, and so I'm still with them, so it was a little bit of a process, but it went really good.
All right, well, take really me. I mean, obviously, you were pretty. The word is committed, and you were very committed to them. Obviously, to go through that entire process, and now through a completely different coaching staff. What was it so much about Athens and Ohio University that you liked?
I mean, yeah, I really liked the campus, and the big thing for me was how close it is to home. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an hour and 45 minutes away, and that's just really nice for my family. I can come out and watch and on the weekends, so it's the distance is really nice. And overall, I love the campus. It's awesome.
So tell me about their baseball program now that I'm sure you've followed them closely since you committed. How well do they compete in the Mid-American Conference, and what kind of style of baseball do they play?
Yeah, they're in the MAC, and the new coaches I really like. I mean, they have a good history. Coach C, the head coach, he's got a good history, and so I'm really excited to see how they do this year with the new coaching staff. I got a lot of trust in those guys, so I'm excited.
What about you personally heading into your senior year? What are some of your personal goals, and what have you tried to work on since we saw you last your junior year in baseball?
The main goal is to win the state championship, but this off season I just focused on just getting bigger, stronger, faster, working on mechanics, getting my swing better, working on my pitching, throwing more strikes, getting the velo up. So mm-hmm. it's been a really good off season.
2-0 last year, 23 innings pitched, had an ERA of 2.9, also had 22 strikeouts. Do you see your role in the pitching staff growing this year?
Yeah, I do. I hope I get a lot more innings in this year. I mean, I put a lot of work into it this off season, so I'm excited to see how it goes.
All right, what about with the bats? I know obviously that has been, I don't want to say an issue, but it's something that this team can get better at and, will help you guys, ultimately get back to the state tournament in Huntington this year. Had 34 hits last year and 26 runs scored. You know, I got to ask you, about football and the work you put in there. And, if you feel like, are you seeing the difference now in your strength as you head into this baseball season because of that weight room work and football?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm a lot stronger than I was last year. I mean, football's honestly, I think it helped me a lot, too, just working on the muscles that I couldn't really hit normally and just running a lot. I think it got me a lot faster. So I think football honestly helped a lot.
As you look back on that experience, it was a disappointing win, obviously, losing to Chapmanville. A couple of stops ahead of the ultimate destination and the ultimate goal. But as you look back on football season, your senior year, how will you remember it? Will it be a fond memory?
Oh yeah, I had so much fun out there. I mean, I'm really glad I played, and I had some great times. I don't think I can have those memories like I'll never forget them. So it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So January of your senior year, baseball season's right around the corner. So, the end is in sight, as they say, at least from the high school chapter for you before you start, your college chapter. Are you ready for it? Are you looking forward to getting this baseball? I know this baseball season probably will have a little different feel for you, going mm-hmm. to school half a day and not having the academic responsibilities as much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, leaving school early helps a lot. I mean, it's always been a struggle to like lift during the season because mm-hmm. amount of time I had, and leaving school early will help a lot. And I think that'll help me a lot this season too. If staying up to weight and getting stronger during the season, hopefully. So I think that's going to help a lot.
Yeah, certainly. Well, finally, I'm looking here at your signing day picture. It's your family, and behind you barely could fit everybody into the frame. Everybody that attended your signing, and a lot of teammates. Which is great to see, and I think it speaks to the tightness of this group that you have heading into this baseball season. It should be a special year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've always had a good group in my class. I mean, our coaches have been great, and we've always just had a good team. I mean, we've played together growing up since we've been young, so it's been really nice. So.
Awesome. Well, buddy, congratulations. Great football season. Looking forward to seeing what you do this spring in baseball, and certainly we'll be following you there with the green and black of Ohio University.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kaysen. We'll get you updated on everything that's happening at Bridgeport Indians Athletics after this timeout from Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram kicks off the year of more. More selection, more discounts, more for your trade. The start of the new sales event offers up to 13 grand off on Rams and Wrangler. Jeep Compass takes to 9 grand off. There's even 0% financing on select models, saving you even more. Plus, we will buy or trade any vehicle regardless of a remaining payment. New ownership, improved processes, better deals. The bow tie means a better buy. Get more at blackbearjeep.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
All right, let's get you updated on what has transpired over the last 2 weeks or so in Bridgeport Indians Athletics. Of course, wrestling and swimming are in season. You can get those results here at bridgeportindians.com with individual and team results listed. Obviously, too many to mention here. Boys basketball, let's get you updated on what's transpired there. Pretty good results here over the last couple of weeks. Bridgeport's won 6 in a row, including a 60-25 win over Preston back on January the 9th. The boys team also picked up a 50-35 victory over Lincoln last Wednesday in the day game. Meanwhile, they went on the road and defeated Parkersburg 73-53 this past Saturday night at Memorial Fieldhouse. Girls basketball team has been busy as well. They fell at Hampshire 59-42. Girls came back and lost to Lincoln at home 49-27. However, they've won 2 in a row, went to the East Fairmont Classic this past weekend at East Fairmont High School and avenged an earlier season loss to Ripley 38-30 and then beat Sissonville in overtime on Saturday morning 43-36 was the final score there. Freshman boys basketball team also has played a couple of games since we were last together, including a 70-65 win over Parkersburg South. That was their last outing a week ago. They had their game on Thursday at North Marion postponed because that was the snow event where school was canceled. All right, coming up this week, freshman Tuesday in action at Parkersburg South at 6. Girls basketball team will be at Lewis County on Tuesday night. Lewis County visits the boys on Wednesday, varsity at 7:30. Freshman basketball is at Philip Barber on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Girls basketball will take on Philip Barber at home on Thursday at 7:30. We'll have coverage of that game on 103.3 KMZ. And then the boys and girls swim teams will be in action in the Harrison County meet on Friday. And boys basketball will visit Philip Barber on Friday at 7:30. Wrestling is over in Williamstown at the Bob Zide Tournament coming up this weekend. That's going to do it for this episode number 60 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg. Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here too.